This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
On the go, breakfast with Complexion and Mpumashita, Limpopo side of frequency, Progressive Radio for a Progressive Limpopo. As we wrap up moment of the week, where we look at some of the biggest stories for the week, we carry on with the conversation that we started at 6:45.
Yes, there's a conversation around End SARS Now protest, and it has without a doubt been a huge story that has seemingly turned into a tragedy. Right now we are talking to Kossim Suleiman, who's a journalist from Vision FM Nigeria. There might be a bit of a delay. So good morning, Kossim. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing good. Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much for joining us. Kossim, let's look at this week, you know, with the soldiers shooting at the peaceful End SARS protesters. Are there updates? We've been asking this question around the death toll and what the government is saying on that particular issue.
Oh, thank you. Actually, on Tuesday night, the governor of Lagos State, South Nigeria, imposed a curfew on protesters. And then after that night, soldiers were shooting. There was shootouts, and it was believed to be soldiers because uniformed men were seen at that particular place. Amnesty International said several people died. They said they can confirm that. But the governor of the state said there are only 25 injured persons and that there were no casualties. So as it is right now, there is no assurance, there is no credible information on how many number of people died, because journalists or non-governmental organizations have not been able to completely verify the number of dead people.
You are in Nigeria. How's the mood like? And are you also hearing from government? What are they saying exactly? Authorities, as far as these killings are concerned?
So the kind of mood in Nigeria at right now is the kind of unprecedented, because it's the first time the youth are coming together to ask for these kind of reforms. Although this End SARS movement started a very long time ago, maybe 2, 3, 4, or even 5 years ago, it's the first time people are coming to the street in mass to protest this particular police brutality. And then the irony is that the police responded by more police brutality. We see protesters being killed in different places. And then some hoodlums hijacked the protest, isn't it, to attack some government properties and even private individual properties. We saw about 2 media houses connected to a politician being burned down. One of them is currently off air as we speak. And we also saw a couple of prisons attacked within this week. Yesterday, we have only about 3 prisons in South Nigeria attacked. One of them, about 50 inmates were released. And then for the first time since all this started down in 2 weeks, the president spoke yesterday. And then a lot of people are angry because the president did not actually address the issues that are bothering Nigeria, and that is particularly the killing or the shooting at Lekki toll gate in Lagos. The president did not make any reference to that. Instead, he called on the international community to always verify information they had before picking up sides.
We're also told that citizens were put under curfew. What's the latest with that issue?
Yes, actually, Nigeria has 36 states, and as it is, almost 10 states, not up to 10 actually, but 5 to 7 states are under curfew right now. But a state, Plateau State in north central Nigeria, lifted its curfew today, but then it is still 6 o'clock a.m. to 8 p.m. So people in Lagos and some other parts of the country are still on 24-hour curfew.
Sir, thank you so much for your time and for taking our calls as well. It was a mission getting a hold of you, but finally we got through to you. And prayers go out to the Nigerian community during this difficult time.
And of course, we'll touch base with you again in the new week just to see how things are going. That was journalist from Vision FM Nigeria, Kossim Suleiman.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.